USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Public hearings in the U.S. House impeachment inquiry into President Trump resuming this morning. A member of the National Security Council claiming that President Trump's July phone call with the president of Ukraine was inappropriate.
It is improper for the president of the United States to demand a foreign government investigate a U.S. citizen and a political opponent.
That's Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman, one of the officials who monitored the president's July phone call with the Ukrainian president. Trump is accused of withholding aid in return for an investigation of Democrats. Republicans insist there's been no evidence yet that there was a quid pro quo. The Commerce Department reporting this morning that U.S. home building is rebounding as construction permits jumped in October due to apparently lower mortgage rates. This is USA Radio News.
Did you know the average rate on credit cards in the U.S. is over 17%?
And the average credit card debt is over $16,000 per household.
Hey, everyone. This is Mike.
And this is Brian with Fellowship Home Loans.
Credit cards. It's hard to live without them, but wouldn't it be great if we could?
It is possible. For over 15 years now, we have helped homeowners out of the pit of despair with revolving credit cards with a Fellowship Home Loans debt consolidation refinance.
You could save hundreds, even thousands on your monthly payments, increase your tax deductions, and lower your mortgage rate.
Plus, as a bonus, maybe you'll sleep a little easier after you cut up those cards.
Give us a call at 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-7283. And see how much you could save.
Or online at fellowshiphomeloans.com. Fellowshiphomeloans.com.
Fellowship Home Loans. Welcome home.
Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender, MLS number 60134.
In Texas, police say they have isolated a suspect in the shooting death of a woman outside a Walmart, Sergeant Jonathan Lamb, telling reporters a short time ago the suspect is contained in a building. They're talking to him, and it's expected to be over soon. Just before 10:30 last night, local time, the woman was killed outside the Kerrville Walmart. Police believe the victim and the suspect knew each other. South Bend, Indiana Mayor and 2020 Democratic hopeful Pete Buttigieg speaking last night at a historically black college in Atlanta. He was asked by reporters to comment on his new front-runner status in Iowa.
We're certainly making sure we're ready for anything that will come, but the bottom line remains our message and what I'm proposing to do for this country. And, you know, that's carried us this far.
It could be another record-setting day on Wall Street. The three major indexes have been up since the opening bell. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Just released data from the Governor's Highway Safety Association shows that last year, 803 unrestrained rear seat vehicle passengers ages 8 and up were killed in crashes on U.S. highways. The association says it shows more than half of those lives might have been saved if the passengers had been properly buckled up. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio saying that former Mayor Michael Bloomberg has a lot more to apologize for than just his stop-and-frisk policing policy. De Blasio telling New York One last night that the billionaire former mayor failed to address the hardship that so many New Yorkers were going through during the recession in 2008. De Blasio also says Bloomberg did nothing to help figure out a growing income inequality problem that was gripping the city. De Blasio also went after Bloomberg for that stop-and-frisk apology. The mayor says the mea culpa should have been made years ago, not just now because Bloomberg is mulling over a White House run. Bloomberg on Sunday did go before a black church in Brooklyn to say that he now believes that stop-and-frisk policy was misguided. And the 2020 Chevrolet Corvette Stingray is Motor Trend Magazine's Car of the Year. It was announced yesterday at the Los Angeles Auto Show. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.